Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:11 Monday morning. Boy, that song didn't seem long enough to get all our stuff. We had like 40 things to record. Like, oh my God. Oh,
I know. What? That's a lot today.
All new stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Anyway, hello.
Oh, hello.
No contest right here.
No.
We're okay. We will have Kelly Clarkson tickets, though, later today. We've got the Disneyland is our big one, so that's at 9.
Disneyland Halloween is what
yes.
they're celebrating. Yeah,
very exciting. Mm-hmm. They do it up big there. 9, mm-hmm. 11, 1, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Disneyland is noon and 5, and Kelly Clarkson is 9, 11.
That's correct.
Or 8, 11, 1, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
And also Michelle Obama tickets at 7 o'clock. There we go. We're all up to date. So.
You've got that. I drank too much this weekend. Husky, sexy voice thing going.
Oh,
hello.
I know my voice feels super tired.
Does it?
Well, I basically sung my voice out on the boat on Friday. Like at the end of the thing, I was like, oh, "All right, you guys, let's go." Just gone. And then Saturday, it was back. Everything was fine. But I think I just did double duty this weekend. And the thing was on the boat that it was, you had to be loud. Like you couldn't hear anything. You know, it's windy and sort of a loud place to be in. So we're singing. And I just, you know.
What a beautiful spot to be hanging though.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I bet it was killer.
It was great. We went from, so Pier 40 is like almost to the ballpark down mm-hmm. on.
Which is so weird. Like Pier 39 is over here to our where we are right now to our left, but Pier 40 is over to the right.
Yeah.
It's always so confusing. Even as a kid, I always felt it was confusing.
Well, right. It's all odd numbers to the left. And what's the divider, Market?
Ferry building.
Ferry building is the divider. So then it's all even heading south around the corner. I forget what I was going to say. So anyway.
Just about your voice, tired.
Oh, yeah.
Singing.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Poor me. Yeah, poor me. My throat is tired.
From having too much fun.
Oh my God, I know. Oh, it was such a great weekend. It was so fun. Good weekend for Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin, too. I think they're married.
All right, so are they or not?
I don't know. It's hard to say. She's saying that they're not. She posted something on Twitter. She said, I understand where the speculation's coming from, but I'm not married yet. But and then she deleted it, and then people are like, yeah, but that's because she, you know, they probably had a civil service. And she won't consider them married until, under the eyes of God, they're married.
Oh, I wonder if the father's going to marry them.
Oh, Stephen Baldwin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wouldn't that be sweet? He can walk her down the aisle and then stand up in front of her.
Right.
Actually, this happened on Thursday. They were spotted going into a courthouse in New York City. People assumed that they were getting a marriage license, but now people in the building are like, no, they got married.
Hmm.
The other thing that's of note here is, looks like there's no prenup. So that's really smart. It's fantastic. Just, you know.
People know better and they do it anyway.
I know. We want prenup.
I don't know what to. But I also think that there you are with your person, you're in love, and it's a hard thing to deal with. It is. I don't know. I know that I've had people say to me, I say people, I don't want to say which people, but I've had people say to me, I would never sign a prenup. And I'm like, oh, it's weird. More than one people have said that to me. And I was like, huh, what's the difference?
Yeah, we're in this forever together.
Why do you care?
Yeah. Well, they obviously intended to marry you and just letting you know. The one up north, she was like, I would never sign a prenup.
I don't want to say, but. You know,
but yeah,
I've been serious with only a few people.
I know, so I'm trying to think. Was it Brandy? Yeah, you know, I do think that the average person doesn't need a prenup. Like, you're screwed anyway. Even with a prenup, it can take a long time to undo things. But you know, and divorce is no easy trip, and I think that's by design. You got to be serious when you enter into marriage. But
it shouldn't be devastating, though, and that's the part that
right.
that
agreed.
I feel most sad about is when you hear people who go, now because that person hates me, she or he is going to make this hurt way more than it needs to. Mm-hmm. And somehow the law helps them do that.
Mm-hmm. It does
that
often
bothers
seem
me.
Designed.
That part makes me, my heart hurt for people where right. they're like, I'm too old to start over with the money that this person has now taken from me. So what? Mm. And somehow the law goes, yep, that all looks good.
Half and half.
Congratulations on that love affair or that love you had for each other, but you lost. Mm. The
but
love
on the other hand,
and your money.
If someone was able to walk away and take all your means of support away and you'd been in the house raising that person's kid or, you know, for 25 years and no means of support, then you're also effed. So
I agree.
I see why there are these rules, but it does seem harsh at times.
I agree 1,000% that the kids thing and all that plays in. But there are times where you go, why is that person on alimony?
They need to continue to live. At that level. And listen, the problem with us is we hear about these high-powered
right.
divorces. You know, people who have mega millions of dollars. And it does, like, oh, my God, that just seems like so much money. And in those cases, it is. But for the average person, you know, maybe here's a person, man or woman. They dropped out of school. They got married. They had kids. This person didn't work or did work but didn't work the same kind of. And then this other person decides that they're done with them. And so now what? This person's destitute. I see why it's set
there
up that way.
There goes your 401k.
Sure, whatever.
Well.
Pension fund.
Yeah.
Bieber's never going
to
want for anything in his life.
No.
For sure. But
and neither is Haley Baldwin.
If there's a breakup, he's going to get taken for half.
Yep.
And that seems fair.
One of the reasons people it does seem fair, I agree. You know. Look, that's the thing. It's a huge commitment and let's hope it all works out. Fingers crossed. He's now applying for American citizenship. Mm-hmm. And so that's another thing that's fueling the speculation that they went ahead and got married. So I don't know for sure, but it looks like they probably had a civil service. She's saying, "Oh, we're not married because although I wonder if, because supposedly they haven't banged. I don't
That's
know.
Right.
I don't know if she's a virgin.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure she is.
Oh, you are sure?
Yeah.
Why are you sure?
Because her dad is like a hardcore Bible thumper.
Well, a bumble fiber.
Yeah.
Well, that, but
my
that's
back,
still, as a teen, you do things that
yeah,
you
exactly
not only
against what your parents,
against your
is.
Parents, but right. you also find yourself doing things against any kind of common sense.
Yeah,
right. So maybe they're not. She's not a virgin. In either way, who cares really? I think it's just more notable that you know now that they found each other in God. You know, they have supposedly said no. We're not going to mm-hmm. do that. So I wonder if now that if they're legally married, if he was like, all right, come on, it's time.
So if he's applying for citizenship, is he like on a, work visa? Like, is he here?
I don't really know how
the
that
K-1?
Works.
Like, I don't know how that works as far as getting married and all
right.
that stuff.
Right. Well,
if he's not a citizen.
Yeah, I don't really know. Does he have to go back and spend a certain amount of time in Canada, or is he only here 6 months? Is it all?
Yeah,
and why, when he was being such a tool, did we not just kick him out? Did we not realize he wasn't a citizen? That's possible.
He was paying plenty of taxes here.
Yeah, I suppose.
We would love to have your tax money.
Anyway, Thursday, they may or may not have married. No prenup. So good luck with that, kids. Richard Gere is going to have another baby.
Can you believe it?
Listen to this joke that the TCS guys wrote. Richard Gere is about to become a dad again at 69. Somehow his Olden Globes mustered up enough life nog to put a baby in the belly of his 35-year-old wife. Olden Globes, that's hilarious. Good one, you guys.
Lost something on the delivery.
I know,
though,
Jesus.
The guys at TCS are all, God,
I
way
know.
To go, sister.
We're pulling our service from you.
Yeah.
his wife's name is Alejandra Silva, and she posted a picture of her baby bump getting a blessing from the Dalai Lama. I guess aren't Richard Gere and the Dalai Lama like best friends or
something? They have been linked through the years, yes.
This will be the second kid for both of them. Gere and his ex-wife, Carrie Lowell, have an 18-year-old son named Homer James Jigme Gere.
Oh, Homer just went, you halved my, what does Scott call it?
Legacy.
You halved my legacy? Thanks a lot, Dad.
And Silva has a 5-year-old son from a previous marriage, so. Anyway, congratulations, Addie. I don't know how many, so is that 3 total, right? Because her 5-year-old, his 18-year-old, mm-hmm. and now this one. Yeah. Got it. Mm-hmm.
That's scary. 69.
Well, I mean, the thing is, he's got Richard Gere money, so he can pay for a night nurse. You know, he can say, I'm buying out of all these duties.
I just mean his crusty olden globes. I'm saying he doesn't necessarily, he's not promised a healthy baby. He's delivering 69-year-old sperms. Mm.
But she's 35.
Oh, yeah, she'll
she's
be,
good.
Be fine.
Okay.
We barely need you guys.
Really?
I don't know. Ariana Grande is in the news. She's, for a couple reasons, she's really upset about the death of Mac Miller. It's her ex-boyfriend. Over the weekend, she posted a video she took of him in happier times with the caption, I adored you from the day I met you when I was 19, and I always will. I can't believe you aren't here anymore. I'm so mad. I'm so sad. I don't know what to do. You were my dearest friend. I'm so sorry I couldn't fix or take your pain away.
Do you think
I really
this
wanted to
causes a breakup between her and Pete Davidson?
No, they adopted a pet over the weekend, so they're still going. I'm sure she's leaning on him, and he's being supportive. Ariana, don't worry. I got you, babe.
You don't think he's like, enough with the Mac Miller thing, dude? I'm
no,
overhearing
he's
that
probably
guy. Really? You think he's just I'm a sure. generous, loving, kind?
He looks around the $16 million New York City apartment that they live in and goes, dude, that is terrible. Just, do you need to cry? Shall I hold you for a while? What else do you need, Ariana?
Okay.
On her Instagram story, she said she was listening to Ladders. That's a song off his latest album, Swimming. And then she said, I'm listening to a track called Dunno, which he might have written about Ariana. That's the speculation. Mm. And there is actually tabloid speculation. This is tabloids only. She's so devastated by Mac's death that she's actually postponed her wedding to Pete Davidson.
When was that supposed to happen?
That's the thing. That's what immediately I was like, I didn't even know there was a date. Didn't they say they were in no hurry? Like he was in a hurry to propose and get her locked down. But
that.
Supposedly.
Is that the one we made bets with? We did, huh? It was
how
Ariana.
Long
did
we be together?
We did, yeah.
We did a few. Wasn't there another one, too, that we... I don't know. I'm pretty sure I said they'd already be broken up by now. I think my date passed in August. Ariana and Pete just adopted a baby pig. At least that's what it looks like. I don't know if they loan out pigs or anything, but they're posing in a... She put pictures of herself and Pete with a piglet.
To live with in Manhattan.
I guess so. You know, there are people who are really into those pot-bellied pigs.
Yeah, they can be great pets, but yeah, I agree, Vinny. Like, Manhattan. Well,
like, what are you doing? Yeah. It's just, it seems so stupid to me. But, you know, who am I to say? Maybe
you know
she'll
what?
Get a pig nanny. I don't
we
know.
We see it all the time. Celebrities, they have the lives that most normal people dream of. Like, you look at them and you go, oh, all the money and the... And yet, for some reason, celebrities want that thing that they don't have, that normal, grounded, normal life. Yeah, we have a pet. Except that, you know, 6 months down the road, they're going to go, we can't keep this pet. We travel too much.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus, there's a pig in our $16 million apartment in New York City.
And they're quite noisy, too.
Oh, are they?
So we did bet on Justin and Haley, and it looks like we started to bet on Ariana and Pete, but we never quite made the bets.
Oh.
So as soon as we get a date.
Well did we say how long we thought they'd be together?
No. We literally started to do it. I could see. I started to write it down, and then it looks like we never went back to it.
Huh.
We'll get back to that.
Well, how long did we say Justin and Haley would last?
Everyone said something different. Hooman says if they make it to the aisle, she'll be pregnant and they'll last 1 year. Oh. Sarah, not married. If they do make it down the aisle by January 12th, 3 years. Vin says forever.
Oh, Vinny.
I'm a romantic.
Love, love. Right.
They'll be pregnant before marriage. I said, yes, they'll go down the aisle. They'll last 15 months.
Oh.
And then that's all we got.
15 months sounds good. I think you have a, that's a good one.
15?
And it sounds like they did get married, so.
Good job, Yuzi.
Well, as soon as we get a confirmation that they definitely got married, we'll start the clock.
Well, on the 15-month thing? All right. And mine is on 3 years, I think. I just really quickly wanted to put this out there. Matthew Perry, Chandler Bing from Friends. Last month we'd heard he'd had surgery to fix a hole in his stomach. Officially, it was called a gastrointestinal perforation.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't really talked publicly about it yet. I guess I don't know who released that information, whether that was some kind of a leak or if he actually officially had a publicist put that out. But on Friday, he tweeted for the first time in 6 months, and he said he's spent the entire entire summer in the hospital. He tweeted, 3 months in a hospital bed, check. Oh. He didn't say whether he's still in or he's out yet or what shape he's in. The gastrointestinal perforation is a ruptured bowel, and it can be life-threatening.
And it also, as I read about it, can be caused by drugs and alcohol.
Oh, I'm sure that's...
Which is
he
something...
He has documented pill problems.
He has struggled with.
I don't know about the alcohol thing, but he for sure was an opioid addict.
Those pills, right, Vinny? Yeah. They will mess up your insides.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't you not poop when you're on those?
Yeah, you get backed up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That doesn't seem good. And then what are you taking, like Dulcolax or something? You know, like having a... Every other pill is a... Is a relaxant.
Well, the article I read about what he had said, this could be caused by these or this.
Yeah.
And it was pointing directly at his behavior.
Right.
And I was like, oof. Oof.
Doesn't sound fun at all. Well. All summer in the hospital for any reason. Not fun.
But we'd also heard he was not sober anymore.
Yeah, I recall there being some speculation about that. Like, he had done some pill rehab.
With any luck, this is got him clean.
Well, I'm
hard
sure
to get
they
your, well, the hospital, they sometimes give that to you, too, don't
they?
Bribe a nurse. Right.
Intravenously.
Oh, really? Yeah. You're in pain? Got it for you. Mm. Oy, that's not good. Oh, wasn't it Steven Tyler from Aerosmith who was like, he was clean for a long time, and then he hurt himself.
It was his
and
feet.
They gave him some pain pills, and that was it. He was right off the wagon. Anyway, good luck, Matthew Perry. We're all pulling for you. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Things that make you feel 15 years younger.
Oh, I need some of those.
And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What are you cackling about?
Well, clearly your brain unraveled the mystery of what he said on the way out the door. It just took a while,
It did. He's I sat and thought about it. And went, I think I know what he's saying.
No, you said, what'd he say? And I'm like, I do not know. And then a second later you go, oh, he said this is the...
He said Comcast is on Voxboro.
All right.
That's what he said. I was like, what?
Okay.
And then I realized because I saw it there.
You got it.
I'm like, okay, I figured it out. It was a mystery, but I figured it out. I'm just a little slow on the uptake today. It's Monday. I just what a weekend. I just sat down in the and Hooman's a wreck too. Like Hooman didn't even go to the ballet. Oh, his back went out at my house.
Oh,
I didn't realize that it had. But
this was Saturday.
Saturday night. Apparently the cornhole got him, and he left early because he was like, I got to go to the ballet, and then I guess he was like, oh my God, my back is out. He went home and just ice packed it.
Oh,
so this is it. Took a look. We're getting old.
Not me.
I can't wait to hear the 15 years younger tricks.
Oh, okay.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is set up so that you can watch this show. We've
Hello.
Got a little camera, and it's on all of us, mm-hmm. and. Vaughn is working hard to make that, a nice presentation for you if you'd like to listen and watch. So go to RadioAlice.com and do that. Here's what's happening. At least 17 deaths are blamed on Hurricane Florence. The National Weather Service says nearly 34 inches of rain fell from Thursday through Sunday.
34 inches?
In parts of North Carolina.
Oh, my God.
They say they also say the rivers are still rising. So... They've got a lot of unpassable roads, and about 4,700 homes and commercial buildings have been damaged. There's also trouble getting food and water to certain parts of North Carolina. So that's sort of was expected and did deliver.
And continues to be flooding problems.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys see the Weather Channel? One of the meteorologists.
I love it.
Graphics. Did you see that?
Where he was faking the wind?
Oh, no, not that one. It was another one. Oh, I love that one, too.
I love it.
God. Oh, I didn't see the faking the wind. Okay. Do they have a fan on him?
No. Tell yours first.
Okay. Real quick. I'll have Human post it. There's a meteorologist on the Weather Channel posted. I think this was on Friday. Just graphics on how high the water level gets. It's really interesting to see it. But I'll find it for you and send you the link, and you can post it, Human. But there's another thing that went viral.
I think
it was
CNN got in trouble because one of their dudes, their reporters on the scene, was leaning into the wind on a rainy day. This is about the worst we've seen. And in the background, two people in shorts are just walking by.
It is so bogus.
He's like,
like trying to hold himself up. And then these dudes are across the street just walking along.
Oh, my God.
This is the problem.
I love weather reporting so much.
Me too. Except that this is the problem. You don't want to underreport the severity of an upcoming storm because people will shine it on and put themselves in harm's way. But the buildup for some of this stuff, you find like, God,
drama.
Man, just tell the truth.
Right.
What is with you? Why you gotta...
Did you ever see the one where the girls, she's a weather reporter, and she's in a canoe on a street. So they're like,
the streets
are flooded. Human. So she's in a canoe, and she's paddling, and the camera crew is going along with her. And then a dude walks by, and she's in ankle-deep water in this canoe.
Well, they're doing a dramatic telling of the weather there. I don't know why someone would buy Time Magazine, but Mark Benioff just did.
Oh.
Time Magazine is being sold by Meredith Corp to Mark Benioff, a co-founder of Salesforce. We know him around here very well. His name's on the hospital.
Sure.
Here in San Francisco, they report the iconic news magazine is being sold for $190 million to Benioff. He's buying it personally, so this is not a Salesforce, purchase.
Is it Time or maybe I'm thinking of Newsweek? One of them they don't print.
Newsweek's gone.
Is it just an online?
I don't
thing
know
or
what,
it's just completely
yeah, I
gone.
Think, no, I think it's online, but I remember that one being.
So Newsweek was the one that just went to online. So Time still physically prints a magazine.
I don't know. I can't answer that because to be totally honest with you, I used to go to bookstores or whatever and buy. I liked it. Uh-huh. I like buying. The only time I buy magazines anymore is if I'm at the airport.
Right. Time does still have a paper copy.
They have a paper copy. All right.
So, you know.
Well, that's...
Bookstores are long gone now. There's
I'm glad
a few...
that someone bought Time. I think that's a good, solid journalism magazine. It seems like they do a great job investigating things and reporting on them. And I'm glad someone still cares and is supporting it.
You still know where a bookstore is near your house?
There's a Barnes & Noble near my house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you do.
But I haven't been in there in a long time. I'm an e-book reader.
Let me run through your sporting weekend because it was a big one, the scores wise. By the way, our boys' team won again. Cal. Yes, Cal.
I'm like, who is he talking about?
I'm talking about
Jimmy
Cal.
G or?
No.
It's like, because they didn't win again.
Yeah.
They just won.
That's true, too, though. The Niners did beat the Lions, and it was so scary there at the end.
But they were killing them, bro. I was like, oh, this is, they're walking away with this. And then suddenly, I'm like, what did they win by? Three points.
If not for a penalty that pulled back a big play, we might have lost. Because all they had to do was kick a field goal to tie it up, and we would have found ourselves right there at the end in overtime.
Was the penalty legit, or was it hometown
They said
refs?
It was legit.
All right.
But it was one of those that happened away from the ball.
Oh.
So it was like, oh, wait a minute. There's a flag back there behind. Oh, boy, that's going to call this play back. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Crunch.
Well, luckily they pulled out the W. Did you watch the Browns game at all?
No.
Heartbreaking.
Why? Are you watching the Browns is the question.
I watch everything. The kicker lost 8 points for them. He missed two after touchdown points, and he missed two field goals.
Oh, boy.
And they were actually, like, they were in it. Like, they could have, like, the Browns could have had a win. And that, I mean, and I'm telling you, I was like, oh my God, he's cursed. Like, people are going to murder him.
He's fired today.
Oh, I'm, he
I mean, I'll
has
go look,
to
but,
be.
But I bet he's fired.
Four kicks he missed. It was unbelievable.
And the coach of the Browns, his record is like 0-129. Or like he's lost for three seasons in a row. And when this year they were like, they're keeping him. Mm. Why are they keeping him? And he used to coach the Raiders.
Oh.
Hugh Jackson.
Something
I think
like
his name
2016, Christmas of 2016 is the last time they won a game.
Yeah, they're awful. Oh,
like one game bad. Out of thousands of games.
Yeah, they're awful.
But they could have won. Like, they were in it. But this frigging kicker was clearly paid off by someone to miss. He just shanked every shot. It was unbelievable. Like, it's actually heartbreaking when because that's his one job. He's got to get out there, get the extra point, put up a field goal, whatever. And sometimes it's hard for them. You know, they've got him, like, to 52 yards. It's hard.
That's hard, but extra points are...
But it's going off into the stands on the side of the...
Extra points are supposed to be automatic.
Right.
So Cal won, Stanford won, the Niners won, and the Raiders lost.
And the Pats lost.
That was heartbreaking.
Just by one, though, right? Was it one?
I think it was two.
No, it was one.
Was?
It's 2019, right?
I thought it was 1917, but it doesn't matter. The Raiders lost, everyone.
Yeah, boo. Vinny, what about the guy that retired?
I'm going to tell you that story right now. So the Buffalo Bills are... awful.
Yeah.
They recently made the playoffs, but they're another team like the Browns who just can't seem to get it done. And yesterday, the Bills went into the locker room at halftime down 28-6 to the LA Chargers. And that's when cornerback Vontae Davis said, I'm going to retire.
Right now.
Right now. He did not go back out after halftime.
Did he get hurt? Or
nope.
He was like, I hate this team and I'm not going to be a part of it anymore.
The team found out as they were going out for the second half of the game
that
he's not coming out. He just retired. That's it. He said in a statement, Vontae Davis did, this isn't how I pictured retiring, but today on the field, reality hit me fast and hard. I shouldn't be out here anymore. I meant no disrespect to my teammates and coaches. He said he decided that he didn't want to keep sacrificing over a long season and added it was important for him to walk away healthy rather than, quote, limp away too late. He's 30 years old.
Oh.
And the Bills lost.
Like, his contract or whatever, I mean.
Well, the thing about contracts, it's funny, and even in radio, like all kind of contracts, you got to read those things. And often football players have contracts, but they're not guaranteed. And
right.
So it's
There's
about.
There's only X amount of guaranteed
they
money.
Call them, they call them your weekly game check. And so you got to play to get your game check, and that's how that works. So he'll just be done, and they don't owe him money, and he doesn't know them.
And he's not going to another team?
No. Well, that's that. Then he's in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Then he'll be in trouble.
He's worth about $25 million.
He signed a one-year contract with the Bills. Mm-hmm. I imagine that is in the fine print, which is you can't quit and go sign with another team. You're
out this entire season.
Contractually obligated to us for the season of... Mm-hmm. Insert year. So anyway, I think he's out. Then again, he plays for the Bills, and he might see winter coming and thinking.
Who's
coming.
Worse, the Bills or the Browns?
The Browns.
The Browns.
The Browns are worse.
Wow.
The Browns. Really?
The Browns.
I mean, they're both not good.
Oh, you know what? I got to jump ahead to the 15 years younger
yeah,
thing
yes,
because
please, yes.
I have a love story. You are gonna. I can't wait
I'm
to tell
eat
it to
it
you.
Out.
Oh, it's so good. But I'll do this one first, and then it looks like I'm out of time. A new study there found there are five main things you can do that will make you feel up to 15 years younger than you do right now.
All right, let's do
and
them.
And they're not hard.
Hurry up about it.
One of them is go on a vacation. Mm. Get the heck out of here. And I agree.
Break your routine. Go see something new.
I will grind and bitch and moan all the setup to vacation. I hate this, man. I don't want to go. The packing. Blah, throwing my socks at the bag in the corner. The whole thing. But once I get out of here, it really is like a B12 shot. You are invigorated.
And you feel like, I often feel on vacations, I don't want to waste any time. Like, I want to do stuff. I want to see things. Mm-hmm. I actually, like, where normally in my life, I'd be like, I don't feel like it. I'm going to sit here. You can't do that on vacation. You got to go do the things that you're there to do. And all right, that's a good one.
Have sex at least once a week. That will make you feel 15 years younger.
So you're telling me I'd feel 15 years older than I do right now? Jesus. Oh, what if I have sex twice a week? Will I feel?
I don't know. Hard to say.
Damn it!
So you're saying you are good for once a week then?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
once a week.
And good for John.
If not
more likely.
Yeah.
Nice.
I try to put out at least once on the weekend, and then sometimes he gets a little surprise here or there.
You're a good example to all your friends.
Well, I'm trying, man. You know, I really want him to be.
Minions?
He does so much for me. I want him to stay happy.
Do you see what's happening over here?
He's in a better mood, too. Like, man, he can get cranky. I'm like, oh, somebody needs.
You know, I swear to you, the connection, that reconnection is, every woman should feel that like reconnection. You see a guy go, what can I do for you? Mm. I'm totally that way. Can I go to the grocery store for you? What can I do?
Right.
Right after I've had some. If I'm not getting it, I'm like,
oh, if I have some big thing I got to ask for or something I need him to do or whatever,
right.
Like a little
give the
beforehand,
guy some nook.
He's like, well, sure. All right. I'll do
right.
It. I'm like, oh, so easy.
Regularly hanging out with friends will also make you feel 15 years younger.
So basically, I'm doing
you're doing
these
it
things
all.
And I.
Look at you.
Well.
Most of us don't hang out with their friends as much as you do, though. If you hear the retelling of your stories, like, I don't have that kind of time to hang with my friends.
Yeah,
ever.
We're pretty much every Friday night, we do cards with this one couple.
Well, this weekend, you were Friday on the boat,
oh,
Friday
this was
night,
an unusual
Saturday all
weekend.
Day.
I mean, it was usually I'm good for one weekend
one
night.
Good day.
And then the other weekend night, I want to spend with my, like, if my kid comes home or, you know, what we have a family night. Play some Catan or...
Were they at the party, the kids?
They were. It was, yeah, just them. Mm-hmm. Riley came home for his dad's birthday.
No. Oh. Nice.
Riley at one point goes up to his dad and goes, how does it feel being 54?
He did?
Yeah,
what
I was standing right next to him. I was like, oh, man.
What did John say to him?
He's like, well, I'm still technically 53.
It's true. It's today.
That parenting thing, too. When your kid's kind of jerky to you.
Smart ass.
But the only thing you can possibly say to them is, I hope you get to feel 53. Like, I hope you get there.
Of course.
That's all you want, right?
Yeah.
By
that
the way,
a smile and a hug once in a while wouldn't kill you, would it?
Listeners would like us to know or tell us to please stop saying how old we are because... It makes them feel, the older ones, it makes them feel
no.
older.
Oh.
So if we could just back off on the feeling old thing.
I agree.
That would be great.
All right. We feel 15 years younger.
There you go.
Hey, real quickly. Riley, he's taller than John, isn't he?
Yes. He's
okay.
The tallest in the family.
Yeah. All right.
Everyone's taller than John. Whom is
when,
this just
well,
your way of squashing
it,
him down again? They call him Petite John, by the way. There's Big John, Petite John.
Oh,
Petite,
I thought it was just
Petite
Little John.
John. Well, it was Little John, but then everyone decided to get fancy with it. If they even started calling him PJ.
That's not fancy. That's mean.
Mm.
Petite?
Petite John. Because there were three
Petite
Johns
Jean.
All weekend long.
Is he French?
No.
Oh.
Just being mean.
That is mean.
Sweet. He's Petite.
Petite John.
What's
Petite
coming
Jean.
Up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, is that? Is
yeah,
it
oh,
time?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh.
Well, I have some news about that movie that's getting shot in Santa Cruz.
Mm.
An interesting casting story, which I didn't realize was happening. And is it time to say goodbye to Childish Gambino?
Mm. No.
I hardly knew ya.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.